is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jack wagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another Tuesday edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. And straight out of the gate, let's go ahead and hop aboard the Honk Honk Plus Bus on this hashtag Tequila Tuesday, hashtag Taco Tuesday, whatever your pleasure is. Lundy, you got tickets in hand. Plus 100 odds or greater. Oh, he has reappeared with some Suavecito. Pour me one. Please, Nate. Pour favor.
I've been drinking this since last night. I like to share stories with the audience, Brad, because I think it's important for people to know that we suffer like they do. Alec Boehm and I are not on speaking terms, Brad.
He's been cold, man. Ice cold of late.
He went 0 for 4 last night.
I know.
All I needed was a hit.
I had Bryce Harper.
If he had a hit, just one. Could have been a bunt single. I had a $2,000 parlay.
Oh my goodness, Alec Boehm, you're on the shit list, to say the least. And that's why Lundy is getting shitty on some Suavecito. But you got a +100 odds or wager that you were eyeing tonight. So let's make all that money back.
Let's talk about Cleveland, who I think will pick up the victory tonight against the Royals. But it's also one that I'm expecting a lot of runs on the board. I think the over-under is at either 7.5 or a flat 8. I would definitely play the over on that one, because I do think we're going to see some runs out of these two. And if that's the case, let's talk about Josh Naylor of your Cleveland Guardians to have over on his total bags. Now, his HRR, unfortunately, is juiced up. I may look to play that one with somebody else, like a Freddie Freeman, somebody like that, for an HRR that also is juiced up. I think Freeman is at minus 150 here as we sit this morning doing the podcast. But I definitely like Naylor for the HRR. It's just a little bit too much juice than I'm going to want to play. So for purposes of the plus bus, let's hop on him to go over 1.5 on the total bags. As you like to talk about the hyphen, batters hyphen box, batters dash box. He's not top of the list. Usually it's Aaron Judge, and Aaron Judge is on the top of the list for today. But Naylor's got a good matchup going up against Seth Lugo. So I say he gets two of those total bags. And speaking of being in the bag, I'll be back in a minute.
Oh, condolences, my friend, but today is a brand new day. The sun still rose in the east, and I think you're gonna make all those units squandered away back. And here's the potential bet to do it as well. Let's go to the NBA finals, shall we, and look at it in another future. I like Dallas to take the NBA title this season, but the best value on the board, if you are buying into that belief, is just to take Luka Doncic to win NBA finals MVP. You're getting 20 to 25 cents, depending on where you shop, more value as a result. I pulled this from BetMGM. We know Luka's been going off this entire postseason, a guy that's averaging over 30 points per game here last six contests. He shoot the rock effectively from outside, inside. It's all about volume of shots, well, north of 20 attempts per game. And, of course, he messes around against the occasional triple-double. He's got six already this NBA postseason. Already got a little action sprinkled at significant plus money on a triple-double from Luka in game numero uno that commences inside TD Garden on Thursday night. But, again, looking ahead in the NBA Finals, Luka Doncic to win the Bill Russell Award, appropriately enough, for NBA Finals MVP plus 205 at BetMGM. With those bets on the board, Lundy, let's get after it with another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
Oh, here's a name that's been in the news the last about 24 hours or so, and I'm going to play her on an SGP in the W. That is Angel Reese of the Chicago Sky taking on the New York Liberty. And on this SGP, come with me if you are buying what I'm selling. A little simple two-legger. I say Angel Reese gets 10 or more points, and I say she also gets 8 or more rebounds. Both those events occur. Plus 140. Yeah, let's work the shoulders and get the juice. Buy that juice there at FanDuel Sportsbook. You look at Angel Reese. Man, she's got a lot of swagger, doesn't she? The basketball Barbie takes off the stiletto heel and usually gashes the opposition. And she's already done this against New York earlier this season, back on May 23rd in that matchup, 13 points and 9 rebounds. She's got over both of these thresholds in the same game in 4 of 7 matchups this season. So the trend has been thy friend. You look at the matchup on paper, not the greatest. Celebrity have allowed the second fewest opponent rebounds per game at 32.6 and the second fewest opponent points per game at 76.4. But she just has got vacuum hands, and she plucks all kinds of second chance opportunities, more offensive rebounds than defensive rebounds so far on her young career in the WNBA. Does she walk the walk? Hell yeah, she does. Does she talk the talk? Definitely. And I think she's got to prove it tonight in the rematch against Liberty. So Angel Reese, SGP, 10 or more points, 8 or more rebounds against New York, plus 140 at FanDuel. Lundy, don't pull a McAfee on me. Fader follow.
Yeah, we got to avoid Pat in his mouth. I told you, I don't really follow the WNBA the way that you have with the bets, so I'll roll with you in part because, look, she's somebody that hasn't shied away from the spotlight. She doesn't. Nope. She doesn't mind at all, which means the fact that she has been talked about. Let's see if she can come back and do it on the court this evening. So I'll play that side of it, the emotional side of it. But statistically, I don't know. I was doing a shot.
I understand. I should pour me one of those pour for Florence. Send me an angel right now.
Number 4.
All right, Numero Quattro. That was a deep cut for you classical tournament fans there on that reference. Hopefully this will not be a deep cut into the skin or my bankroll. It's a little SGP action. I'm going to chase a couple of outs props. Some great pitching matchups today in Major League Baseball. I have like 8 or 9 tickets open right now. Are they always free, always transparent spreadsheet you can find absolutely free again at thegamingjuice.com. And this is one of them. Shota Imanaga, this is not an SGP. Let me go ahead and fix that. This is actually just a 2-legger because they're not going to be going against one another in the same game. The Cubbies are taking on the Southsiders, Chicago White Sox, and Windy City Classic. And Max Fried is in Boston. That is the other leg here on the over 17.5 outs against those Red Sox. So Imanaga over 17.5 outs. Fried over 17.5 outs. Will both these guys complete 6 innings? I say yes, they do. And if they achieve that, you get that at low plus money, plus 102. They're at BetMGM. You look at Max Fried specifically, focusing on him first. He has gone over 17.5 outs in 6 of his last 7 starts. He's got a spectacular 2.63 road ERA. And you look at Boston the last couple of weeks, the bats have fallen silent, number 22 in WRC plus. So I think he will go the necessary 6 innings. And Shota Imanaga, it's the White Sox, or the White Sox, I call them, number 29 WRC plus the last couple of weeks. They've only scored 36 runs in their last 12 games. Imanaga coming off that stinker of an effort, first one of the season in Milwaukee. I think he'll right the ship. He's got a 1.86 ERA, 1.20 ERA at home. And get this, Lundy, this is gaudy, a 32-2, folks, strikeout to walk split inside the friendly confines there at Wrigley Field. He's gone for at least 18 outs in 6 of his last 8 games. In fact, he's gone 19-4 of his last 6 starts. So Imanaga goes 6 innings. Max Fried goes 6 innings. Plus 102 at BetMGM. Good, sir. Better follow.
I was thinking about your mistake of that being an SGP. That would be actually kind of a fun matchup. I mean,
I'll be a hell of a matchup. Bet the under all day.
Oh, yeah. The over-under would be set at like 4.5.
Yeah.
Maybe 5.5. Just, I mean, that would be a fun matchup. But there's some really, really good pitching matchups. And I think some fun. I'll tell you, I think, and you'll see this on the spreadsheet later today, I think there's a couple of really fun ones. You've done it with outs. I like the idea right now on some of these matchups of grabbing like an alt strikeout total.
Yep.
And bringing it down and then putting 2 or 3 of these guys together. Imanaga would be an example of one. I think he opened at 5.5. It's jumped to 6.5 for his strikeout total, but you can look at his total. I think you could look at Jesus Lazardo's total, for example. Another guy that I think if you just prop it down a little bit, as bad as Miami's been, Luzardo's been the one bright spot for them, and he's the one taking the bump in the Battle of America's Wang tonight with Tampa. So you've got an opportunity to take advantage of some pitching ones easily.
Oh, no, I think Lunny just froze on me. He is apparently going to follow me on Shota Imanaga and Max Fried on the over 17 and a half outs. And he's back! Lundy, you want to put cherry on top of the sundae?
No, because I don't know where I stopped, and that's in part because of the tequila.
All right! Roll with Imanaga and Fried!
Number three.
All right, Numero Trace here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Again, we just roll the punches here every single episode of the podcast. Let's go to another pitching matchup. Let's go to the Bronx, shall we? And Luis Gill, who has been quite the sensation in strikeouts this year for the New York Yankees, he's taking on the Minnesota Twins. I think he's going to pile up the K's again. Gave me the over 7.5 strikeouts at a plus 105. Little baby. Seduced by the juice there at BetMGM. Going to buy this all day long because he's pitching at Yankee Stadium. You look at Gill, what he has done this season. 11.23K per nine overall, but that spikes to 13.98 at home, where he also has a 1.27 ERA. A very high call plus swing strike percentage approaching 29% on the year. So chances are he's going to work deep enough into this game to get the necessary 8 strikeouts. Look at Minnesota. They're just number 23 in strikeout percentage the last couple of weeks, punching out 20.2% of the time, but that number climbs on the road. They are number 17 in strikeout percentage this season, and Gill has done this in 3 consecutive starts. So will he post a snowman in strikeouts and say, hails to the yes, he will. Luis Gill over 7.5 Ks against the Minnesota Twins, plus 105 at BetMGM. Lundy, don't freeze on me, Han Solo and Carbonite. Fader follow.
I love the story behind the freezing and the Carbonite. Do you know the story behind the freezing and the Carbonite?
I don't remember.
Let me just tell you. It's actually super simple. The reason George Lucas froze him was because they weren't sure they were going to be able to get Harrison Ford to do the third movie.
Oh.
And so they froze him because that gave him the option that if they did get him under contract to do the movie, then they could basically rescue him. And if for whatever reason he didn't do it because he was becoming a big star, then they had a way to be able to, okay, well, he's frozen. That's why he's not here. That's actually why George Lucas did it. I think that's fascinating. Luis Gill, look, his ERA in May, I want to say, was like 0.7.
Yeah, it's crazy.
0.7!
Crazy good.
In May. I do think 8 is a big number to be able to get to. This is probably one that I would pass on, not because I don't think he can against Minnesota, but just one of those, like, I don't care how good you are, man. It's really, really hard to sustain a 0.7 ERA for a long time. At some point, a team's going to get to you. And it might be just as simple as fly ball after fly ball after fly ball, like my friend Alec Bohm last night. But in the case of Luis Gill, this is one, honestly, Brad, I think I would pass on because I could see you completely getting hooked on this one tonight.
Well, 8 will certainly be enough there. What also will be enough are the additional wagers. Hopefully, Daddy's going to cash on. You can find out where those bets are being placed, what the juice is, at thegamingjuice.com. Absolutely free to sign up today. Lundy's got all his NHL content there. We have other hockey writers covering the Stanley Cup playoffs. Joe Lago, our EIC, posted something on the French Open, Tsitsipas and Alcaraz, and that battle on the clay in Palau Francais. We got PGA content around the majors. We got horse racing around the Triple Crown. Major League Baseball from yours truly. All of our team previews in the NFL, and of course the NBA playoffs, and so much more. I wrote about the WNBA already a couple of times. Go to thegamingjuice.com right now. Click Converse and cash, .. Maybe.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's go an actual SGP, and let's go to the north side as the Cubs and the White Sox are squaring off in the Windy City Classic. And on the simple three-layer, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do the unrelated related strategy to trick the algorithm so we can really ramp up the juice, and hopefully this is going to hit. So leg numero uno, give me the Cubs on the money line. Leg numero dos, give me Dansby Swanson. Pinkies out to get a hit. And this is where the trickeration comes in. Shohei Imanaga, I need a walk. That's it. Just one. Plus 150 on that simple three-legger there at DraftKings Sportsbook. A little bit of background here. Look, I'll be honest. The Cubs have royally sucked of late. They have lost 8 of the last 10 games. And even worse are the White Sox. They have dropped their last 10 games. Their atrocious are by far the worst team in baseball. I already explained. They're dead last in WRC Plus on the season and second to last in that category last couple of weeks. So I think the Cubs are going to get it done behind their ace, Konichiwa, on the mound there, and Shota Imanaga. Dansby Swanson, it's been a sorrowful season for him. Got derailed by an injury. He's back from that. And the bats finally start to heat up a little bit. I'll be curious where he is going to line up in the lineup tonight. Maybe he's been batting down the order. Maybe he's going to jump back up to like 6 or 5, potentially in that batting order under Craig Counsell. But we shall see. The reason why I like Swanson going to get a hit. He is 7-for-13 lifetime against Chris Flexen, a guy that he has teed off repeatedly. And you look at Flexen this season, his batting average against is atrocious because he's got a 5+ ERA on the year. And you look at Dansby, he's got a 69-point higher batting average of his own played at Wrigley Field. And he's got a hit in 3 of his last 4. Flexen, one of the lowest zone percentages in baseball. As long as he doesn't walk Dansby like 3 times, I think Swanson will place one in the outfield that we hit on leg numero dos. And then leg numero tres, Shota Imanaga, I need a walk. He has done this in 6 straight games. He's only got a 0.60 walks per 9 mark at home this year, but the White Sox have been somewhat patient by the very low standard, number 16 in base on balls percentage over the last couple of weeks. So, uno, dos, tres, mi amigo on that SGP, plus 150 at DraftKings, my number 2 play of the day. Vader, follow.
I like you say you're gonna trick the algorithm.
Yeah, try to.
No, Brad, don't try to trick the AI. Okay, they're all coming for us. I've seen this movie. Will Smith was in it. They're all coming for us. Okay, no. Just prepare yourself. You might want to build a bunker there in Central Illinois to be able to hide from the AI, because eventually they're coming for you, and they're all gonna. We're in trouble. I'm just letting you know.
I like marmots and gophers, so I'll build a bunker.
I like Swanson for the hit. I like the Cubs on the money line. If Imanaga just gets dialed in, though, I mean, that's kind of a scary leg you added for him to be able to do a walk, because I could just see the White Sox out there like me doing like slow pitch beer league softball, just like waving the bat in the air like, oh, look, I hit the ball, and it like dribbles to the pitcher. That kind of, I mean, that might be what the White Sox do. Might be what the Cubs do, too. I'm going to be rooting for your hit to happen in one slip up by Imanaga. Maybe it'll be an intentional walk, Brad.
Oh, well, that will never happen. Not unless Frank Thomas or Harold Baines are coming out of retirement. Regardless, go Cubs, go! And Imanaga, just give me the one free pass.
Number one.
Numero uno here on the Feed 5 podcast. A walk this way, a talk this way. Yeah, let's get a little two-legger. Another walks prop here. And it pays a handsome plus 158 juicy. Put the hands together there at DraftKings. Leg numero uno, Spencer Arrigetti. Hey! 2 or more walks to the Houston Astro. And Mr. Burns, Corbin Burns, to do the same. 2 or more walks. Again, plus 158 on that very simple two-legger there at DraftKings. A little bit of background here. Arrigetti is going against the St. Louis Cardinals. So the Cardinals have the 3rd lowest base on balls percentage in the bigs here last couple of weeks. They're walking just 6% of the time during that stretch. But Arrigetti just dishes out all the free passes all the time. 4.74, yikes. Walks per 9 mark on the season. A little bit better at home, but it's still 3.86. And he's issued at least 2 walks in all 9 starts this season. I don't think the streak abruptly halts tonight. And then meanwhile, Mr. Burns, two or more walks. This is all about maximizing the matchup. Toronto has the third highest base on balls percentage at 10% flat over the last 2 weeks. And Burns, yeah, okay, respectable, 2.48 walks per nine mark on the year. A little bit higher, though, at 2.88 on the road. And this one is being played in all Canada. And he already faced Toronto early this season back on May the 13th. And what do you have in that game? Two walks. He's issued at least two walks in four of his last five and three of his last four road matchups as well. So to recap, my number one play of the day. Wrote about this on thegamingjuice.com as well. A little two-leg parlay. Spencer Arrighetti, baby. Two or more walks in the all market. And Corbin Burns, over 1.5 walks. That's two or more walks in the standard line market, plus 158 at DraftKings. Lundy, fade or follow, and please get seduced by that juice.
We'll put a poll out on Twitter here in a little bit of which is worse, Brad's Spencer Arrighetti or his Anthony Rizzo.
They're the same.
We'll put a
what
poll
out. What about Tommy DeVito, baby?
We'll put a poll out. We'll find out exactly which one is, in fact, worse. Take advantage of the matchups, take advantage of the yep. pitchers that do the free passes. Corbin Burns is basically an automatic. So you're looking for Arrighetti to be able to do the same thing. I like this one. We've worked in some walks props. We've worked in different ways to be able to play some of these pitching matchups that we've got. And again, there's some really solid ones. And then there's crap like Corbin Burns. The only thing we're missing is Patrick Corbin today. Could we get some Corbin action? Because we'd have a double Corbin, and then we could just really tank on the pitching side.
Oh, my God. That would be the ultimate confluence. The Stay Puft Marshmallow Man would come out and yeah. party if Patrick Corbin were on the bump today. But regardless, I'm all about Arrighetti and Mr. Burns issuing those free passes. Right now, we're going to issue some initial action. And Boone is time. Lundy, you got the floor. Serve me up.
Let's have some fun here. Let's obviously keep rolling through the baseball side. I will, by the way, have some stuff for you when we get to the NHL Stanley Cup final. However, that is scheduled. I feel like it's like a week and a half from now because of how the schedule wound up working out. But we will talk about the Panthers. We will talk about the Edmonton Oilers. I told you before, not a big surprise. I told you before that my opinion was whoever came out of the East was going to wind up hoisting Lord Stanley's Cup. So I'm sticking with that. I will take the Panthers. They're a minus 130, by the way, to take the series. I've already got a unit bet on that one because I do think that they are the better team. I think the Eastern Conference was the better conference this year. And I think that this is going to be the goaltending matchup. And as good as Skinner has been for Edmonton, I just think Bobby's going to be that good for Florida. So I will stick with that. But going to the baseball side of things, two more total bases for you. I already gave you Josh Naylor. Two more that I also really like for today. Give me Yandy Diaz of the Tampa Bay Rays. He's just a flat plus 100 on his total base prop, but I'll take that at even money. Part of the reason why we want to be able to do that lifetime against, I told you that I think Lizardo is going to have a good start in part because he's been the one bright spot that the Marlins have been able to have. However, the one non-bright spot for Lizardo is Yandy Diaz, who has a 4-for-7 lifetime, and three of those four are doubles. So if he's getting a hit, he's getting it for extra bases. It's just the way that it's going for him right now. The other guy I like for the total bases, also kind of like him for a home run, and that is Juan Soto. But I'll take the total bases at a plus 10 for him going up against Bailey Ober. This is another one. He's 2-for-3 lifetime. Guess what? Both of them are doubles. The same thing that we're talking about with Yandy. So I'm just looking for some extra bases to happen. The Yankees are at home. You got the short porch. Soto should be able to take care of business. I mean, Soto, Judge, Stanton, I know we sound like a broken record, but all of those guys, even over at Batters.
They're cashing.
Yeah, I mean, they're just mashing right now. And Judge is en fuego. If you're looking for, by the way, if you're looking for an extra leg to be able to build in for him to be walked at least once, because he is mashing right now. And whether it's Ober or it's Minnesota going to the pen, they're going to give him at least one free pass because they do not want to watch him launch one halfway to the Statue of Liberty. So we're going to go with both of those. Then there's one that kind of surprises me. I'm going to bet on this just because I think it's got a decent opportunity to be able to hit. Brad, we know the number one stolen base guy in the league is Ellie De La Cruz. He's got 32 of them all year. I bet on him to have one last night against the Rockies. It didn't happen. I was actually kind of surprised because Feltner, who was on the bump for the Rockies, has given up the second most stolen bases this year. But it didn't wind up happening for Ellie De La Cruz. Number two in the league, tied for second in the league, is Bryce Tarang of the Milwaukee Brewers for stolen bases. Okay, let me find it. I've got to hear my notes. Hang on a second. Oh, Christopher Sanchez is on the bump for the Phillies tonight. He's allowed 9 stolen bases this season. Number one is actually Corbin Burnes, who's given up 15.
Wow.
But gives you the idea of where the rankers are when I tell you that Sanchez has allowed 9, okay? The reason I want to play this today, Bryce Tarang is plus 330 at draft a stolen bag. And he's number two in the league in stolen bases. He's got 20. I know Ellie is way up here. And Ellie for tonight, for example, is plus 205. But plus 330 for the dude that is number two in the league in stolen bases, and he's going up against a guy who is known for being generous on the base paths, that's worth a half a unit play, folks. Plus 330, again, best odds I found were at DraftKings. He was plus 310, I think, over at BetMGM. So you're still getting extraordinary value, whatever your favorite book is that you play. But I think you got to take a chance on him going up against a pitcher that is generous and a guy that, again, number two in the league in stolen bases. So I really like that. And screw you, Alec Bohm.
Still a bitter Betsy about Bohm. I've been bitter
for a while, dude. That was it was because of a boost that I was given. That was a $2,000 payday on a $50 bet.
Yeah, it's brutal how
that's brutal when all I needed was for him to reach base safely. I didn't need a home run. It wasn't something stupid like that. I needed a damn hit out of a dude that you know, 2 days ago, his average was pushing 300. Jack Wagon.
Not at all bitter at all.
He made contact all four times.
I know he did. He just kept hitting the ball in the stupid air the entire time.
Oh, look, there's the center fielder. Hold on. Let me just hit one to him. Oh, there he is right there. Look at him, Cal. Oh, that's pretty. Look at that. Was
he
a good
catch.
He broke
out the pitching wedge the entire
night. Good catch. All right. Screw that son of a bitch. Brad, yield the floor to the gentleman from Illinois.
All right. Hopefully, there's not going to be a leg that buckles on this little SGP. It's only 3 legs. Not a terrible high juice, but again, I'm trying to get a winner here. And Braves and Red Sox. This one played at Fenway Park. Leg numero uno on the SGP. Max Fried. I need 6 or more strikeouts. Leg numero uno. Cutter Crawford. I need 5 or more K's, and I need the game total on the alt market to go under 10.5, plus 134. As a result, they are DraftKings. A little quick background here. Boston, number 6 in strikeout percentage here last couple of weeks at 24.3%. Fried has struck out at least 6 in 5 of his last 7 games. His K per 9 is a full point higher on the road compared to at home. And on top of that, too, I mentioned Boston's really been struggling in WRC Plus. So hopefully he's going to work at least 6 innings, may go 7 innings to get us the next necessary 6 strikeouts on the first part of this SGP. Part number 2, Cutter Crawford, 5 or more Ks. He already faced Atlanta earlier this season, believe it or not, on May the 7th, had 6 strikeouts in that game. He's gotten 5 or more in 10 of 12 starts. Atlanta middle of the road, number 16 in K percentage here last couple of weeks. But Crawford, handsome, 8.69 K per 9, 26.2 call plus swing strike percentage, both way up compared to prior career marks in those categories. I think he'll punch out at least a handful of bravos. And then look, if both these guys could work fairly deep in this game and the strikeouts are going to mount up, take the under in the alt total market, 10.5, correlate, synergize, and bring it all together. I mentioned Boston at home, even worse than WRC Plus, number 27 in Major League Baseball. Atlanta, number 17 in that category last couple of weeks. But you look on the standard line here, or the standard total, the last 10 games, Atlanta's been under in 5. Boston only under in 4, but again, all the struggles there at Fenway Park. So to recap, Team Huevos, parlay play of the day on this Tuesday, SGP style, Max Fried, 6 or more strikeouts, Cutter Crawford, 5 or more Ks, and the all total under 10.5, and Braves and Bo Sox, plus 134. there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Elsewhere, bonus time, bonus time. So make a little moonshot to the money. I like Cal Raleigh to hit a home run tonight in O-Town against the A's, and Joey Estes. He's 3-for-5 against them. And of those three hits, two have gone over a fence for a home run with a 2600 OPS. Estes, a 45% hard hit rate. He's only given up 0.87 home runs per nine. But Raleigh, 200-plus ISO mark. He's got five bombs the last 30 days. I think he jacks one out of the park tonight in Oakland at plus 375 there at BetMGM. Seth Lugo, give me the over 1.5 walks. Yeah, another walks prop. That one at minus 120. A little bit heavier there, but if you want to parlay that with one of your other favorites, go for it. If you want to play it individually, highly recommend it. He's taking on the Cleveland Guardians on the road. Cleveland, number two in baseball balls percentage, Lundy, here the last couple of weeks. They are walking 10.6% of the plate appearances. Probably Jose Ramirez alone is going to get one in this game, considering how hot the bat he is swinging right now. Lugo, just a 2.07 walks per nine mark this season, but a little bit higher on the road, 2.14 in that category. The zone percentage, well below 45%. I was shocked when I saw that stat. So he's missing his spots considerably, and he has gone over this in four of his last five road starts. All I need is two walks to cash in at a minus 120 there. And then last, certainly not least, you mentioned Aaron Judge, right? Work this into a little two-legger. Give me Shohei Ohtani over 1.5 HRR. You got to play this at the alt market at ESPN Bet. They're the only site that's out there that offers different thresholds on HRR. So the standard line is 2.5. Ain't touching that. But I will touch the 1.5 on that over. And again, me Aaron Judge for a hit. I just need a hit. Just one, which he has done so consistently here last 30 days. Plus 120, you put those together at ESPN Bet real quick. Ohtani has done this 14 times over the last month. He's going against Pittsburgh and Jared Jones, who's given up a considerably higher OPS of left-handed hitters. And has also given up a 5.24 ERA in his last four. I think Ohtani will get over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. And then meanwhile, with Judge getting a hit, he's done this in 10 of his last 11 games. He's batting 302 at home this season. He's batting 400 over the last 30 days. He is numero uno on batters-box. And he look at Bailey Ober, 821 OPS allowed to right-handed hitters. And on the road this season, Lundy, a 5.52 ERA. So Ohtani over 1.5 HRR. Judge for a hit. Again, plus 120 there at ESPN Bet. All right, we are out of breath, and I am out of time. Do us a favor, would you kindly? Drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Helps our show out immensely. Also, fade or follow us on the X. We're always trying to give it to you. Lundy, at Nate Lundy, myself, at Noisy Huevos. Check out all of our free content and picks right now at thegamingjuice.com. And as always, until next time, fade or follow. That is up to you. Tequila!